Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today we're going to talk about Joe Biden and buyer's remorse. There are so many Americans who now have buyer's remorse because they didn't realize Joe Biden would actually support all these crazy, radical, really far-left policies. They might have wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. They didn't really think that old moderate Joe was going to turn out to back all these radical, really far-left, totally insane policies. It's now the most left-wing administration ever. No surprise, Biden voters are having buyer's remorse. Remember the narrative during the 2020 presidential election? Vote policy over personality. Those words are haunting Biden voters who took the career politician, the liar, at his word. No one will buy a new car with a faulty engine, bad brakes, flat tires. A test driver would have discovered signs and symptoms of the bad product. Biden had 40 years for his test drive. Buyer's remorse refers to the sense of regret after having made a purchase, resulting from the negative gap between expectations versus actual product experience. The first 1,000 miles with a car is prescribed compulsory test for any new car. So Biden had 47 years. Never got a thing right. Morning after you have bought your new car, could not start. After cranking the electronic ignition starter, fired up, and as the engine sputtered to your first destination, repeatedly died and had to be restarted over and over and over again. You reached your office, but you cannot boast and show off your new car come lunchtime. We don't see any Biden supporters boasting about what he's done. What an anticlimax. That's what buyer's remorse feels like. And that's what people are feeling. During the first 90 days after electing Joe Biden as the 46th U.S. president, many have come to have second thoughts regarding their decisions to elect him. Who can blame them? In politics, electors' remorse reinforces the fact that elections do have consequences, and there is an automatic, no-return insurance policy favoring the successful candidate. For at least 4 years of suffering, damage, pain, and social costs. That's what we're going to expect if Biden stays in office. For the American electors who voted to elect President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, do they expect, really, the first 90 days of their new president to be like having a faulty new car? Here are some of the domestic actions and their impact, among others, hurting such ordinary Americans during their first 90 days in office. The price of a gallon of gas rose about 30% as the U.S. moves to an oil-dependent country from an energy-independent country under Donald Trump. Jobs lost by canceling the Keystone Pipeline immediately destroyed 11,000 jobs, 7,000 of them union jobs, and they didn't provide any alternative jobs for those affected. Allowed biological males to participate in women's sports, destroying women's sports, anytime they wish to identify themselves to be a woman. Insanity, which subsequently demoralized women athletes by removing their natural ability to compete fairly with their own sex. This is total craziness. Removed restrictions to illegal immigration by allowing any foreign nationals to live in the U.S. without going through the legal immigration process. And they would also enjoy social and medical benefits like other legal Americans. Free money, free housing, free everything to illegal people. Revive sanctuary cities where illegal aliens are permitted to roam free, murderers, rapists, arsonists, without fear of arrest or prosecution. What country does this? Encourage massive influx of illegal immigrants to compete with the 9 million unemployed Americans for jobs, hurting mostly black Americans and other minorities who mostly voted for Biden. Utah Indians lost significant revenue as new permits were halted for drilling and mining on their land. Require non-citizens to be included in the census and apportionment of congressional representatives, thereby allowing illegal aliens to vote and distort the representation of legal citizens, even though this is expressly forbidden by the Constitution. No other country in the world does these things. It's insanity. It's impossible to function. Removes restrictions on U.S. entry for passport holders from 7 countries, which have a majority of Muslims, originally barred by the Obama administration, due to difficulties in authenticating non-terrorist connections, which means he's allowing terrorists to come into the United States. It's happening. Within Biden's first 30 days in office, nearly 100,000 illegal aliens were arrested in February 2021 at the U.S.-Mexican border alone, the highest since 2006, representing an increase of 78,000 over January 2021. On the March 3rd, 2021 Wednesday, more than 4,500 illegals were caught, signifying that illegal entries would continue to rise well into 2021 through President Biden's term of office. Stop the construction of the border wall, which completed 450 miles, leaving U.S. $3.4 billion of legally contracted work unfinished, wasted money, wasted time, such that their premature termination would cost the U.S. government approximately $700 million in default payments, an estimated 5,000 American jobs at least. Biden is a moron. He's a disaster. A U.S. $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package, with less than 5%, went to COVID-19-related items. Unbelievable. Lies. Fraud. United States, $3 trillion tax increase through raising corporate tax rates to 28%, eliminating the 20% pass-through deduction for qualified businesses, raising individual rates on the wealthy, the top 1% of those making more than $400,000, and taxing capital gains and individual rates. Does Biden actually think taxing 1% of the people is going to raise trillions of dollars? The man's a moron. He can't add 1 and 1 equals 2. Perhaps the Biden-Harris voters are wholeheartedly in favor of the above policy actions and their impact. Since Joe Biden did not actually campaign during the months before the presidential elections in 2020, we can only rely on his intended policy desires presented at the Democratic Party conference, which were lies. That he was nominated as their nominee must mean that the above policies, among many others, are endorsed and deemed acceptable by his voters. Incredible amount of morons in this country. The Biden-Harris ticket won the elections because they presumably convinced their voters that he would be a better alternative to President Trump. They would bring about change for a better life for them. And they already had the best life practically in history and economy. And their voters believed them. Most also voted for Biden because they did not like President Trump. For others, he was the better of two bad choices. How about the pro-life evangelicals for Biden? Here's an excerpt of a letter signed by Dr. Richard Mound, President Emeritus of Fuller Seminary, as well as Ronald J. Sider, President Emeritus of Evangelicals for Social Action, that was sent to the Democratic House members. We are very disappointed about the COVID-19 relief package. Exclusion of the Hyde Amendment, a long-standing bipartisan policy, prevents taxpayer funding for abortion. We're even more upset that the Biden administration is supporting this bill. As pro-life leaders in the evangelical community, we publicly supported President Biden's candidacy based on a lie, with the understanding that there would be engagement with us on the issue of abortion, and particularly to the Hyde Amendment. We feel used and betrayed, which they were, and have no intention of simply watching these kinds of efforts happen from the sidelines. And how about from the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipefitters? President Biden halted construction on the Keystone Pipeline on his very first day in office. And that is leaving the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipefitters feeling betrayed, which he did betray them, and lied again. The man is a pathological liar. And in revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists instead of union members and the American consumer. Sadly, the Biden administration has now put thousands of union workers out of work. For the average American family, it means energy costs will go up and communities no longer see the local investments that come with pipeline construction. Many Biden voters would have voted for a different candidate. They would have voted for President Trump. They had it so good if they had known about important issues suppressed by the mainstream media. How about things like Hunter Biden's financial dealings with foreign countries, fraud and blackmail, selling the Biden name, and individuals including China, Russia, and Ukraine? And how about his criminal gun charges that have been prosecuted? The sexual assault accusation by Tara Reid against Joe Biden from the 1990s and more. Senator Kamala Harris having the most liberal voting record in the U.S. Senate, even to the left of Senator Bernie Sanders. How about President Trump's unprecedented accomplishments in all areas of American life within just 4 years were enough to convince more than 74 million Americans to vote for him? They remembered his domestic achievements, among many others, before the COVID-19 pandemic. Third quarter annualized GDP growth of 33.1% under President Trump, the highest quarterly rate of growth ever in history, American history. Negotiation of multiple peace agreements between Arab nations and Israel, first time in history, and the subsequent Nobel Peace Prize nominations, multiple for President Trump. America gained under President Trump 11 million new jobs, more than three times government experts' projections. Historic $3.2 trillion in tax relief and reformed the tax code, the largest tax reform package in U.S. history, resulting in more than 6 million American workers receiving wage increases, bonuses, and increased benefits from the tax cuts. Anyone missing President Trump yet? Should be. Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. The unemployment reached an all-time low in half a century of 3.5% under President Trump. Under President Trump, achieved 40 months in a row with more job openings than job hiring. More Americans reported being employed than ever before. Nearly 160 million people employed under President Trump. Jobless claims under President Trump hit a nearly 50-year low. The number of people claiming unemployment insurance as a share of the population hit its lowest on record. Income rose in every single metro area in the United States for the first time in nearly three decades. Unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, veterans, individuals with disabilities, and those without a high school diploma all reached record lows. Unemployment for women hit its lowest rate in nearly 70 years. All of this under President Trump. Lifted nearly 7 million people off of food stamps. Poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans reached record lows. Income inequality fell for two straight years, and by the largest amount in over a decade. The bottom 50% of American households saw a 40% increase in net worth. Wages rose fastest for low-income and blue-collar workers, a 16% pay increase. African-American home ownership increased from 41.7% to 46.4%. President Trump unleashed life-saving responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, initiated Operation Warp Speed to hasten the development and production of at least two COVID-19 vaccines, which were injected into 1.3 million Americans before Biden even took office. And Biden lied about that, said he inherited a mess. He inherited the greatest medical success probably in American history from Trump. The Biden administration continues Trump's success in the vaccination efforts only because of what President Trump has done. And then some Biden voters, especially African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, veterans, individuals with disabilities, and for those without a high school diploma, should remember that jobs created for them by President Trump reached record high historically, resulting in record low poverty rates and lifted most of the amount of food stamps. And nevertheless, voters still voted for Biden, who in the first 90 days have shown that all their achievements and gains under President Trump would be endangered, jeopardized, and diminished to the extent to send them back to their poverty and unemployment levels before 2017 in the President Obama Vice President era. Why would they believe that when the worst unemployment levels, the worst economy was during the Obama and Biden era? Too many lies, too much false news. Fake news media. Let me repeat it again. The $10 billion Operation Warp Speed effort launched by President Trump expedited the development and produced COVID-19 treatments and vaccines that are being used today all over the world. The United States achieved for the first time energy independence under President Trump. Biden voters have clearly set themselves up for voters' remorse. It is self-inflicted and unforced. They should have known, and many did know, that in his 40-plus years as a Democratic politician and vice president of President Obama, Biden did not accomplish anything. did not make any benefits, nothing important for his constituents or the American people. What then can be expected of him as their president? Why did they think that? Biden's actions during his first 90 days seem to demonstrate a systematic streak of hatred and disdain for his voters, especially the minorities and vulnerable. Many have already suffered his policy actions during his first 90 days of the Biden administration. There is no guarantee that the Biden choice to reverse all of Trump's achievements for the American people result in a better American society. In fact, it's just the opposite. It's destroying the American society. Now we have proof. It's going down in record speed, and it's going to continue. Democracy is not the panacea for the social, economic, and political production of the greatest good and benefits of the largest number. Democracy does not and has never promised the delivery of beneficial political and social development or high-quality public economic goods. There is no basis to assume or presume that democratically elected government officials and high-quality public economic goods are in fact synonymous. Under President Biden, the return to Obama era of the U.S. economy and the social political divisions along racial, religious, lifestyle, and philosophy has begun and is surely guaranteed. As long as Biden is in office, America is still continuing to go downhill to its destruction, till it's unrecognizable. The impotence of U.S. democracy to transcend human greed, failings, and a natural, insatiable need to acquire and control power, wealth, influence, and people is endemic as a core cancer within her body politic. In 2020, there was questionable election practices. Let's just say it out loud. There was fraud. It was fake, which impacted U.S. election integrity, resulted in the election of a fake, flawed, and possibly corrupt, definitely corrupt, presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Essentially, the absence of clear messaging, lack of people-centered policies, election frauds, unverified mail-in ballots, and the arrogance of political entitlement explain best the consequential voters' remorse during the first 90 days of the Biden administration, and possibly throughout his entire term of office, however long that lasts. Democracy merely provides a decision-making frame for the governed to make choices among who shall govern them. Democracy is not a quality management standard with a checklist of best practices and good conduct procedures. Democracy does not prevent the election of a corrupt candidate, and we have proof. Biden was elected one of the most corrupt politicians in the history of America. Understanding the true nature of democracy prevents an overrated and false conception of democracy. We now have a broken down car instead of a Ferrari in office. We can now understand also why the British Prime Minister, famous Winston Churchill, once described democracy as the worst form of government except for all the others. Ultimately, the test of the democratic pudding lies in the palate and stomach of the electorate. Biden has 47 years of a lackluster policy record. Is anyone really surprised about how things are going? Not me. Hopefully, their voters' remorse, buyers' remorse, in the 2020 presidential elections will empower the American people to relearn these basic truths about democracy before their next presidential election in 2024. And let's re-elect President Trump.